Thanks for calling Egan Wallace. My name is Nikia. I may help you.
Yeah, I've got a big problem with my shipments. Do you want to start with my account number? Or what do you need to find me in your...
Your name and address.
Okay, Jerry Shaw, 8711 East Alki Avenue B. I think they lost that, my address. Hello?
May I have the zip code?
99212.
Did you say 99212?
Correct.
Okay. For a moment. Is in regards to your DeLorean?
It is.
And for the details to pull up, how can I assist you?
Pardon? I didn't understand that.
Can I repeat the reason behind your call?
The reason for the call?
May I have your reason behind the call, your call today?
Yeah, I'm trying real hard to get some parts.
Now put it up.
We resorted to having it once a week. Once to have a shipment every week, okay? And if that was the case, by now I'd have 192 parts, and I don't, kits. You know, I'm at 40. I've gotten three shipments of 12. Now, I started this the end of last year, and I've logged in over 30-some excuses, why this, why that. And they have the kit 41 to 52. They said they shipped out. I got a thing sewn that was shipped. And they took the money out of my account. That's been 25 days ago. And shipment 53 to 40, 64 was shipped out. Shipped out at 4, that's April 30th. That's 20 days ago. Okay. Now, I've ordered carpet for this same car from a third party out of Britain since I ordered these two, and it got here in 2 weeks, or less than 2 weeks, actually. I just got an order in from a hard drive case, and I wouldn't have ordered it if I knew, but when it after they billed me, it said C-mail. They shipped that from China, and I ordered that since I've ordered these. Why in the hell can I get this now? And since then, I've ordered several. I just ordered four hard drives out of B&H in New York. They were here in 6 days. That's the longest it's ever taken. It usually takes them 3 to 4 days at the top. So, and they've got a religious thing, and they were shut down, so it cost two extra days. But why? What is going on? And then I started back the first part of April trying to order the next round of kits, which would be 65 to 78. I started that in the middle of April, And I never, they never sent a thing on it. Oh, yeah, it's going to the warehouse. Well, number 70, and this has been 3-4 weeks ago, number 70 was back-ordered. Well, I didn't know that until I called back in to see what why it was being hung up. And so we canceled 70, and she said, well, all the other parts are there, so it should be shipped out right away. I haven't heard a word from them about that. I have no information about anything being shipped for the one from 65 to 78. Now, I know that you guys switched from, it goes under a different name, but you guys put it down on the invoice as Pitney Bowls. And why you have a second shipping thing, I don't know, because if you just put it in the mail directly, it would be cheaper and would get here within a week at the most. And they said they switched, and you guys are using DLH or DHL or whatever it is, shipping. Whoever you switch to is sure doing a lousy job.
So just to confirm, you're checking on the status of how many packages? 1, 2, or 3?
Well, there've been two in the mail. One of them since the 4th. It shows on there. They shipped it out and took the money out of my bank at 4:27, or actually 4:26, and the other one was 4:30. Those two supposedly went out. One's 25 days out. One's 20 days out. And I haven't seen hide nor hair of either one. I go out there every day and check. I've got 2 Ring doorbells, and nobody can get on my property without me knowing who it is. You know, they're filmed from the moment they come onto through my front driveway, because it's fenced in. They got to go through the front, and they're supposed to deliver them around back, which they used to be. Pitney Bowles or whatever used to send a thing, and in big red letters it would tell me what day it arrived. Well, the couple that I do have, it did arrive at the date they said it would. So they were doing a better job than whoever they got now. And they can't say they've been delivered, because I would definitely have them on film. That thing hasn't let me down one time. It films everybody that comes in and leaves, including the guy I'm renting for upstairs. So, you know, I see every time he comes and goes. It's very consistent.
Just checking the package from 4:26. And then I'm looking for the package from 4:30.
Yeah. And your tracing never worked. And now you got DLH or something or other. And the last guy I talked to, he was quite helpful. And he said, well, he emailed me the tracing numbers and the deal. Well, I plugged them in, and what I got, the only thing I got from DHL was a package that they had shipped to me last September from China. And they have no indication of my 2 packages here that went out in April. Well, they didn't show up. I don't know. This is so ridiculous. I'm going to sit down and start writing stories about that. In fact, I've got a good friend, and when he can, unfortunately, it's quite away from his house over there in Britain. But this company's there. You walk in the store and you get the kit you want, and I'm going to start having him ship them to me over in Britain, because these kits there's second party, third party kits. It's like carpet. They make a really good, these companies that make this make excellent equipment that goes, that makes this DeLorean much better. One's a carpet, which, you know, you guys don't even offer for it, but, you know, and it was here in less than 2 weeks. And that's going through customs. So if I can order all these, if I can order second party parts out of Britain and get them much quicker than you guys are getting them to me, you're not supposed to bill me until they've been shipped. Now you're saying, well, you're taking them to DSL and it's not their fault, it's not you guys' fault that it takes
so
DSL.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you like for me to simply reship out the last two packages since the tracking is not updated? Because at this point, the only thing that I can answer, anything else we can just proceed forward. Well, is when it pertains to our billing and shipping days and places on Fridays. Our warehouse.
And then what? Then what happens if they eventually get here?
Mr. Shaw, I've allowed you to speak. Please allow me just to now assist you. You asked for some questions. Honestly, I'm not with that department, but from what I know, our billing and shipping days only take place on Tuesdays and Fridays. Outside of that, it's supposed to be standard, but things happen. Moving forward, I'm going to go ahead and reship about your last minute. It means that you're just going to have a dupe of those two issues.
Well, we're talking that we're talking 40
package in the court.
We're talking about 24 kits. That's a lot of kits.
Correct. So again, to resolve the issue and compensate you, I'm gonna just request a reship. Would you like me to, before I proceed, would you like for me to...
Whatever it takes to get, I just need the parts.
Unfortunately, I have an ETA on the delivery.
Yeah, and how about this one that I called and had to cancel? And unfortunately, they won't let me just put it on back order. Like they say, 70's on back order to us. And I said, well, then why don't you just put me on back order and then send it out when you get it? Because the price is already, the shipping price is already included in each kit. Well, they said, we can't do that. You've got to cancel the order. Well, obviously, why would I want to cancel that? I got to have that part. You know, each one of these kits is really necessary. And this thing, you know, I'll have damn near $2,000 invested in this by the time I get through. This thing is nice. It's really nice, but it's way the hell overpriced. And if you guys could get the operation down right there, and I know it's not your fault, but those people in the warehouse must be Looney Tunes. I just can't believe all the problems they're having. You know, I finally gave up on three. Kit three, that's the front wheel. All it is just a front wheel. And that thing, the first four times, it canceled my order because it was back ordered. Then the next three times, it canceled my order because they didn't have the magazine to go into it. And I thought, what's next? They'll tell me they didn't have the staples to staple the magazines together. That's the reason they're not shipping it. It's just endless. I've got 30 some odd, excuses why. And, you know, the Sparks move from Sparks, Nevada to whatever your new warehouse is. That didn't seem to take any more time than when you were doing inventory and you said it would take three extra days for inventory, and that turned into 3 weeks plus.
Question. As far as the shipment frequency, because you're receiving 12, you're supposed to receive 12 issues
a month.
per shipment. Your shipment frequency is set for a week.
Yeah.
Would it be easier for you to just adjust it to 2 weeks just to allow the first package to successfully leave the warehouse?
What does that have to do with it?
Have as many? I'm just asking.
That has, well, no, no, no. They are the ones that suggested. I talked to
all
some
right.
manager.
Then it's going to be.
Some manager put me down once a week, and at once a week, I still can't even get one once a month. At once a week, I cannot get one kit a month.
I have reshipped out shipments 5 and 6 when that leaves the warehouse track and we provide it to you. In regards to our billing and shipping days, I've addressed that.
Well, I know it's Tuesdays and Wednesdays. If you guys are this far behind, you should be shipping them out every damn day. You know, I just cannot believe you're making it. They're making a ton of money on these.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Pardon?